Could Have Been Love by the Blue Ox Babes from the album Apples and Oranges. It was written. He is the voice of that. He also played the guitar on it by former Dexys Midnight Runner Kevin Al Archer, just known now as Kevin Archer. Why were you called Kevin Al Archer?
Well, there's two Kevins in the group, so Kevin Rowland suggested that I change my name to Al.
Because he didn't want to, Kevin, so you're always known as Al, but now you've gone back to your proper name, of course,
yes.
Kevin. That's a lovely song. When's the album going to be released?
May 18th.
What a fabulous thing to do at 50, release an album.
On Cherry Red Records.
Now, we've heard that this album has basically been on ice for 20 years. So
yes.
Why now? Why have you suddenly re-released it?
I got a lot of interest in the last couple of years. First from Sanctuary Records, which are London-based. And the same guy, John Reed, propositioned me last year to release this on Cherry Red. And he put it all together in that line. He's worked his socks off to get it really good. And it's sounding really good now. Remastered it, done the artwork for the cover and that lot. And it's ready to be in the shops May 18th.
Now, you were saying to me before we heard that track that you didn't actually enjoy your time in Dexys that much because of the way Kevin was, and you went to Top of the Pops in a van, you turned down a limo, you didn't really enjoy it first time around. Now you have just turned 50. Are you more excited about this album being released than anything else you did?
Yes, I am actually.
I kind of get that from you, even looking at your face. You're ready for it now.
I'm leaving every day, you know. Every day is a new day for me now, because I know it's going to be released, and at the end of the day, I know it'll be a definite thing that so people can look back on. It's a catalogue of songs from 89 and our time with Go Discs, you know, the old record company. And it's just, I wish Yasmin could be... Yasmin lives in New Zealand, the backing singer. And I wish you could be out, come over and, and do some interviews with us as well. That'd be really good.
Now, you struggle with mental health problems, Kevin.
Yeah.
You're on medication. Was that purely because of the lifestyle and the whole Dexys experience? Do you think that led to it?
I think it did. I think using a lot of cannabis early on, you know, because we used to do a show, and to calm down, we used to use cannabis. Not Kevin Rowland, but, I mean, all the other members. And I think it had an effect on me of causing paranoid schizophrenia. And I was diagnosed in 1985 as definitely paranoid schizophrenia. And I've took the medication ever since.
Which a lot of people don't realise, though. People see cannabis as such a, you know, it got downgraded, and they see it as such a usable drug. But, you've seen the other side
of
it.
I've seen the other side of it. It's no good at all. For anybody out there who's using cannabis, just go to your doctors, come off it, because it definitely does cause paranoid schizophrenia, and you don't want to ruin your career. I mean, I'd got everything going for me, you know, and I just did that. It's stupid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really regret it, and I hate drugs of any kind, you know.
So the album's going to be out next month.
Yeah.
Blue Ox Babes, will you start touring again with them? Will you do the whole thing again?
We can't tour because Jasmine's in New Zealand.
She's in New Zealand, yeah.
And Steve's got a bad shoulder. Steve Shaw, the violinist and songwriter, has got a bad shoulder. He can't play violin anymore. So I'm stuck for musicians, really.
Now, Dexys has reformed.
Well, they did a few years back. I went to see it in Wolverhampton. It was really good.
Why weren't you part of that, did they?
They asked me, and they were a bit offish. They just said, well, can you do it? And I said, well, look, I've got mental health problems. And they said, we can't mess around. We can't wait around for you like this. And so that was it. It was just a brief phone call.
Mm. Did that make you feel sad?
It did, really. I mean, we could. Although it was very nerve-wracking, you know. I mean, I went, and all the audience went mad. Over Gino, they're my dear. Do you know what I mean? They went mad over it.
Great song. Well, Kevin, happy 50th. It's been lovely to speak to you. And the album again, Apples and Oranges, is out
on 18th of May on Cherry Red Records.
Well, I look forward to playing more tracks from it here on Mornings with Joanne Malin. 50 Fab Things to Do at 50.